Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Helicopter noise bothering you, is it? Well, the city council is holding a hearing today on heliport operations. And joining us live on Newsline is Eric Katzman, an Upper West Side resident and board member at Stop the Chop. That group's president testifying at today's hearing. Eric, thanks so much for being here. Can you tell us, what would you like to see change at heliports?
Well, what we'd like to see are non-essential helicopters, which include commuter and tourist helicopters, to be banned from the New York City heliports. And if we can get the federal legislation involved, we would get them also banned just across the entire metropolitan area.
Well, that sounds like a big ask. I mean, what's the problem? Noise, for starters, correct?
Well, there are multiple problems. You've got noise pollution, obviously. You've got the risk of helicopters, and this has happened in the city with helicopters crashing and people dying. You've got environmental justice issues with big, you know, helicopters flying over Brooklyn on their way to JFK or to LaGuardia. So there are multiple aspects to this problem. There is a local city resolution 551 that would help, but ultimately we're seeking federal action because it's the FAA that controls the airspace over New York City and the country.
Okay, I would bet if we had somebody on the other side of this, somebody who, you know, runs a helicopters, they would say, hey, this is a great thing for New York City tourism. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, the tourists have been coming to New York City for decades and have enjoyed, whether it was the Circle Line or going up to the top of the Empire State Building or the Freedom Tower, and now they've got Hudson Yards. So there are plenty of opportunities for tourists to see our city, whether it's by boat or up on the tallest buildings to see. But ultimately, our view is that the city gets very minimal amounts of money from the helicopter operators that run out of two heliports that the city owns. But what it costs residents in terms of noise pollution, air pollution, and everything we talked about previously overwhelms the minimal couple of million dollars that the city takes in as rent for these private operators to run out of the city heliports.
All right, a big topic today at the City Council with an oversight hearing being held. Eric Katzman, Upper West Side resident, board member at Stop the Chop. Eric, we thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.